Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So the Phils get the win yesterday. They win two games in the last three games. They are 3-4. They're right there for the playoffs, which is ridiculous, by the way, 3-4. 60-game schedule. Maybe they play 60, maybe they don't. We'll see. MLB with the new schedule out. Philly's going to be playing the Marlins, a bunch of doubleheaders and all that sort of stuff. Where do we stand now as Phillies fans? It's been a week that a lot of people have expressed a tremendous amount of frustration. Fortunately, they did kind of get things a little bit more back on track with that victory yesterday, and hopefully they can kind of take off from here. Look, in the end, I'll say what I said in the beginning. I think it's going to be a really tough, tight season that's going to go down to the wire, and I think they're either going to just make the playoffs or just miss the playoffs, I mean literally by a game or two. And personally, I think they will make the playoffs, but they certainly got to put some work in to get there. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Steve in Williamstown's with us. Hey, Steve. Steve. All right, Steve, not quite there. We go to Adam. Adam, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure, buddy.
Thanks for calling, man.
So I heard you guys mention the name Markel Fultz about 10 or 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
I think we forget that we already have a Markel Fultz right now in Philadelphia, or at least we have a doubleganger, and his name is Reese Hoskins. Watching that game last night, there were a lot of good things, but, man, does he look uncomfortable in the box right now?
He does.
What is going on? And Scott Kingery, he's struggling too, but I don't know. Scott's struggling, but he doesn't look as awkward, as nearly as awkward as Reese Hoskins. Is it just me, or I don't know.
I think it's a toss-up as to who looks more out of sorts in the batter's box. Both guys, it is incredible the number of pitches right down the pipe that they both stand there and stare at. And then, especially with Kingery, the stuff that he swings at, it's real, real ugly.
It's terrible. And I get the idea, Reese gets on base. That's great. Okay. Barry Bonds got on base a lot. He never won a World Series. We need you to swing the bat.
Well, hold on. First off, if you just took a shot at Barry Bonds, that's ridiculous.
That wasn't a shot at Barry Bonds. I'm just saying the idea that getting on base.
Well, no, getting on base is critical. But here's the reality. He wasn't going to walk as much as he did in the first series. Like, he wasn't going to keep that ratio going all season. The key is he's got to start hitting. Now, he does have – I mean, he not only walks because, to a certain extent, I think he does kind of seek the walk now, but he does have a good eye, and you got to give him credit for that. But you're right, Adam, his hitting or lack of hitting, his approach to hitting, his uncomfortability up there, he does look about as much out of whack as I can remember a regular Phillies player looking out of whack. I mean, honestly, in a good 10 years, he looks completely lost at the plate.
I was watching the game last night, and he got blown by a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. That doesn't happen with major league hitters, especially somebody with the potential of reach.
All right, Adam, give me a guilty pleasure movie. What do you got?
I'm going to go one. Has one of my favorite actors, Samuel L. Jackson, Snakes on a Plane.
Great answer.
Okay,
great answer.
Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Is it as bad as I assumed it would be?
It's ridiculous is what it is. Like,
yeah. But it's so ridiculous
it's
that it's good.
Exactly. It's a perfect answer.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Speaking of answers, Yankees skipper Aaron Boone gave an answer last night after the game. None too happy with the air horns. Look, we talked about the air horns yesterday on the show.
On the show. It was my first thought. I heard him during the game. I'm like, Joe brought that up. That's hilarious.
I love the air horns. I did not know they were from fans, the Fandemics. I assumed.
Yeah, we thought it was the Phillies were loud or something like that. Yeah.
I assumed the Phillies had an employee out there, you know, one or two employees, you know, right and left field maybe, blowing an air horn just because – you know, I mean, what are the chances it's a random person walks up to the ballpark? But happens to be it's a couple of random people walk up to the ballpark. They're doing a great job, by the way. You can hear them making noise. Now, the irony to this whole brouhaha that happened yesterday with Aaron Boone going out to talk to the umpires, I think it was around the third or fourth inning, something like that, and then, you know, whining about it after the game. The irony to it is I actually, when I was hearing the air horns, I was hearing it after a good Phillies moment would happen, like a hit, a home run, you get a big out, and they certainly leaned into it more last night than they previously had, and I appreciate that. I didn't hear it personally watching the game when the Yankees players were specifically, like he's talking about specific moments that he thinks it's trying to distract the Yankees. I didn't notice that. But Aaron Boone, clearly not happy. Let's listen to what he said. Here's Aaron Boone after the game last night. All right, he gets it on the record. Now, it's outside the ballpark. If you don't know what we're talking about, the fans are outside the ballpark and therefore not under the jurisdiction of the four umpires on the field. There's nothing four umpires can do. Now, maybe teams will complain to the point where they get to MLB and say, the Phillies got to have greater security around the ballpark. But, I mean, that don't work for me. I mean, the reality is that's open space. Fans have chosen to show up. Look, you don't want 2,000 out there during a pandemic, right? You don't want something that could actually spread disease. But if a couple of people show up and – you know, hit the air horn sounder, God bless them.
Stop being a baby, Aaron Boone. Stop being a baby.
Totally.
You talk about your guys being savages in the box and all that, and then you're crying about an air horn? Really? Soft.
I mean, look, I will always have a little bit of a soft spot in my heart for the Boone boys. Because,
of course.
You know, look, it's Bob Boone's kids. And by the way, the Phillies this weekend, this is what would have been alumni weekend, if you don't know. And the Phillies this weekend are going to honor the 40th anniversary of the 1980 Phillies winning the World Series, which is awesome. Now, I don't think the guys are going to be there. It's all part of social distancing, and I don't think they're there. But it's one of those situations where the team in some way is going to have some kind of acknowledgement. I don't know if you'd call it a ceremony. I really don't know quite what it is. But there's going to be some kind of recognition of the 40th anniversary of the 80 Phils, which is awesome because obviously they deserve it. And it would have been a tremendous celebration had it not been a pandemic and you could bring all the players back. So that part's a shame, but it's still nice to go ahead with it. And again, I mean, to me, the Boones are a little bit like, you know, Buddy's kids. I was never anti-Buddy's kids as much as everyone else was because, you know, look, Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan, Buddy Ryan's kids. But the reality is Aaron Boone last night. I mean, John, I thought he sounded weak with that nonsense after the
game. Yeah, it's belly aching.
It really is.
And I didn't think there was maybe one occasion I can think of when it seemed like it was like I wanted to laugh when I heard the horn. It was sort of at a bad time with a guy at the plate with the bat in his hand. It was close.
Fair enough.
But still,
yeah,
I mean, that should not be. These are professional baseball players.
Totally.
Put it out of your mind.
They're used to having a stadium full of people yelling and all that stuff. Like, come on.
It's not golf.
I'm with you. Let's talk to Benjamin in Downingtown. What's up, Benjamin?
Yeah, those guys definitely deserve a shout out, man. Like, that was awesome what they were doing.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are straight up soft as butter. I mean, they were even complaining about Larry Anderson being too loud in the box.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it was the day before. I think it was the doubleheader they were complaining about, that they were too loud and they could hear them. Like, how can you talk? Like, that's
interesting.
That's soft. It's trivial.
I had not heard that. That's, wow. Yeah, I mean, look, those booths, if they're open air, and I mean, they're right there and there's no fans, sure. I mean, I thought about that with NBA
broadcasts. Hearing people talk distracts you from playing your sport? Like, wow, yeah, this is times have changed.
That's funny.
What would they have said if there was fans in the stadium and we were yelling at them like what we usually yell at them?
Sure.
You know, obscenities and whatever else, you know? So, I don't know. To me, it's soft, and it was awesome what those guys were doing because every time I heard it or could hear it, I definitely started giggling, laughing. I thought it was hilarious because I knew where it was coming from.
Plus, you know what the other thing is, and this is what hit me more, because Benjamin, it's become a story about the Yankees complaining and distraction and whether it should or shouldn't be allowed, you know, on a national level and stuff like that. But the thing that resonated the most with me last night, and I really appreciated this, and frankly, I would apply the word special to this. It's It's a form of fandom in a time when fans weren't allowed. And I can't tell you as a sports fan, as a Philadelphia sports fan, how much that hit me in a great way. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome. We had a couple fans that made themselves heard last night, and I appreciate that.
And if anything, them complaining and whining like they did, as Philadelphia fans, only entices us even more to do it.
Totally.
Even more than
right.
next time we
Yeah,
play
amplified
them.
That it was happening at all. Like, we're not talking about it if Aaron Boone's not complaining right. about it.
Now, the other part of this is it clearly could go to the other 29 towns also. Like, that's certainly possible. And maybe this is something that spreads around, you know. And then maybe MLB does step in and say, look, because here's the thing. If they let 10 people show up, in theory, 700 people could show up. And then you have a problem that, you know, the mayors of certain towns wouldn't like. So, I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
I mean, if they're across the street at that Cisco parking lot or whatever, I mean, how much can they actually do, you know?
It all depends on how many people show up is the way I look at it. Benjamin, what do you got with a guilty pleasure movie?
All right, I'm going to change my answer because I don't think my answer was guilty enough. But my answer now could possibly take my man card from me, and I'm a little bit embarrassed about that.
Well, this is good. But
it's a great movie, though, and if you haven't seen it, you should. It's called The Notebook.
Oh, boy, is that a great one.
It's a perfect answer for this type
it.
Of thing.
Yeah.
A perfect answer.
And you guys know it's one of my favorites.
We know.
I mean,
yes.
It is an exceptional movie. You know, I heard T.O. say one time that it's his favorite movie.
Wow.
You know, and The Notebook is a really, really, what a great. John, have you seen it yet?
No.
You should.
Okay, well.
You really should.
Keep waiting.
I don't know
no
if it's
desire.
Richie's kind of movie.
No desire to see
okay,
it.
Okay, well, that's a shame. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie at noon today. Beat the Hammer going for victory number 130. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls as well, 94 WIP.
Spring Dance Hot Tubs invites you to celebrate their 22nd anniversary. They've been serving our area with their high-quality hot tubs and swim spas for 22 years, and they are committed to making your backyard the perfect space for you and your family. I can't get enough of my Spring Dance Hot Tub. It's the perfect vacation without leaving the yard. I love being in the sun, enjoying the water, and taking in vitamin D to stay healthy, especially at a time when health and safety remain such an important priority for me and my kids. It's been our safe space amidst the chaos of the world, and it's always the perfect escape. Reserve your hot tub or swim spa for fall. Spring Dance Hot Tubs has hundreds of hot tubs on order and on the way, so you can get your backyard staycation ready for autumn. Visit Spring Dance Hot Tubs for their 22nd anniversary sale at a location convenient to you in Jamison, Exton, and Marlton, or find them online at springdancehottubs.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.